Yeah, we just got a call from a member of the public who's doing some work in his back garden, putting fences up, the like. And when they've been digging, they've come across what appears to be a World War II artillery shell. They've done the right thing. They've called us. We've come down and confirmed that is indeed what it looks like. Then we've called the military in to come and have a look at it and see whether or not they need to dispose of it on site or whether they need to take it away with them. Obviously, we're looking at public safety. We evacuated houses. There wasn't many people in, to be fair, with the time of day. There were only a couple of people who decided to go out with the dog, so we're happy with that. EOD turned up. They're happy that it wasn't dangerous and wouldn't have exploded on its own, and they've taken it away.
And how often does this sort of thing happen in North Yorkshire?
In North Yorkshire, you get it fairly regularly. You know, people clearing out relatives' houses, and if that relative is of an age where they're from World War II era, or if they've been in the military, people bring home souvenirs. And very often when you're clearing houses out, they come across firearms, they come across hand grenades, shells, which they then either bring into the police station, which I don't advise to do, give us a call if you do find one, or our firearms unit deal with them, or we call the army in. But yeah, it does happen quite regularly because people have these things.
Yeah. So if someone does find anything they're not sure about, should they ring 999?
Ring 999. We'll come down and have a look at it. Don't touch it. Leave it where it is in place, because that's what the military will want to know. Has it been moved? You know, how long ago was it found? All this sort of thing. So leave it where it is. Give us a call. We'll come down and assess it. And if necessary, we'll do what we did here. Evacuate houses and get the army in. If it turns out to be a firearm, then we will probably just seize that and we'll get our own firearms unit in to clear it. And then we'll dispose of it in a safe manner.